Our condolences to the believers all across the world, wherever you are, upon the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, alayha salam. Regarding the great status of Lady Fatima Masuma, salamullah alayha, there is an authentic tradition from the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, where His Eminence says, "Man zar al-Ma'sumata bi Qum ka man zarani." Whoever visits Ma'suma in Qum is like the one who has visited me. And thus we find that visiting Lady Fatima Ma'suma in the holy city of Qum has been paralleled by the Immaculate and Infallible Imam himself as being a visitation and a pilgrimage to the 8th divinely appointed Imam. But what was so special about this esteemed, honorable, and blessed daughter of Imam Musa al-Gadhim alayhi salam, and this blessed, honorable, and revolutionary sister of Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam? Of all the possibilities, there is one that stands out as bright as the shining sun, and that is Her Eminence's great revolutionary jihad tab'een in her defense of wilaya and imama. It is well known that throughout her life, Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam acquired and achieved a very great and exalted spiritual position, to the point that after her martyrdom, the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, gave Her Eminence the title Ma'suma, which is commonly translated as infallible or immaculate. And along with the title of Ma'suma, another one of Her Eminence's titles is Muhaditha, for she is known to be a reliable narrator of the traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. In Her Eminence's early years as a child, she was raised and grew up in the house of the Immaculate and Infallible Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam. An imam and a father who was known to have in his private quarters a holy Quran, a military garment, and a sword. An imam whom, due to his own great and revolutionary jihad tab'een, was multiple times arrested and imprisoned by the Abbasid caliphs. And of course, Her Eminence was also the esteemed and beloved sister of the Immaculate and Infallible Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, an imam whom, due to his own great and revolutionary jihad tab'een, was forcefully moved to the city of Marv, where he was martyred leagues away from his ancestral home of Medina. And thus, it was all too natural for Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam to follow in the footsteps of her grandfathers, her father, and her brother in her own great and revolutionary jihad tab'een in order to clarify and explain the truth for one and for all. After dethroning and killing his own half-brother, Ma'mun al-Abbasi ascended to the throne of the Abbasid Empire. He moved the Abbasid Empire's capital to the city of Marv in Greater Khorasan. But despite the moving of the capital of the Abbasid Empire was becoming weaker day by day due to the various internal crises and revolts and uprisings which it was facing. And so, in order to quell and subdue these various revolts and uprisings, Ma'mun al-Abbasi embarked upon the Wali Ahad deception. A deception which was meant to subdue both his enemies and the various uprisings of the common masses that were occurring all across the Abbasid Empire. The deception was to bring in and appoint one as caliph who was acceptable to the common masses, acceptable to both the Persians and the Arabs, acceptable to the speakers of Arabic and Persian and other foreign languages, one who was acceptable to the followers and the supporters and the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. One who was from the very progeny of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. One who was the inheritor of Imam Hussein alayhi as-salam. A man who was the most knowledgeable, the most eloquent, the most pious, the most generous, the most true in his words, the bravest man of his time, a man by the name of Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. And so Ma'mun brought the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, to the city of Marv in Greater Khurasan, and there he offered his eminence the Khilafah, the seat to the Abbasid throne. Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam saw through the deception and he quickly rejected the offer of the Khilafah. He rejected the throne of the Abbasid Empire. Confused and perplexed that his well-thought-out plan was quickly crumbling in front of his very own eyes, Ma'mun al-Abbasi then offered the eighth divinely appointed Imam the position of the crown prince, the position of the Wali Ahad. Again, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam rejected the position of the Wali Ahad as well. Eventually, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam accepted the position of the Wali Ahad, but under one condition, that His Eminence would have no hand in the affairs of the governmental establishment. And so once again, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam proved that the Abbasid Empire was an illegitimate Khilafah because His Eminence would have no hand in the governmental affairs of an establishment that was based upon tyranny, oppression, and bloodshed. But the Wali Ahad deception had thrown the followers and the supporters and the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam into disarray and confusion. And so Ma'mun al-Abbasi prepared a document which formally and officially stated that Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam was the Wali Ahad, the successor and the next one in line to the Abbasid throne. He sent this document to the major centers of the Islamic world, namely the cities of Mecca, Medina, Sham, Baghdad, and Khurasan. Furthermore, under the orders of the Abbasid Empire and Ma'mun al-Abbasi, the name of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam was stated in the sermons of the Friday prayers all across the Islamic lands, and even coins were minted with the name of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, all a part of the Wali Ahad deception. All of this confused the followers and the supporters and the Shias of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Why would the Immaculate Imam alayhi salam accept the position of the Wali Ahad? Why would the Immaculate Imam alayhi salam come to terms with the oppressors? Why would the Immaculate Imam alayhi salam join the Abbasids? Has the Immaculate Imam alayhi salam succumbed to greed and power and worldliness? The Wali Ahad deception had done its job. Some of the people were not able to see through the smoke and mirrors. The Wali Ahad deception was too much for them to understand. And so at the behest of her brother, Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam decided to join her brother in the city of Marv, right in the heart of the Abbasid Empire. And so Her Eminence began a journey which started in the city of Medina and was to end in the city of Marv in Greater Khurasan. But things took a turn of events. And so two caravans, one consisting of 12,000 people and the other consisting of approximately 23 people and Lady Fatima Ma'suma Salamullah Alayha, moved from the city of Medina and went towards the heart of the Abbasid Empire. Yet this was no simple journey, for Lady Fatima Ma'suma Alayha Salam embarked upon a great and revolutionary jihad tab'een. A revolutionary jihad tab'een to make known for one and for all the difference between the truth and falsehood. And so Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam made known and clarified and explained the true position of Imama and the true position of Imam Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha alayhi salam and the various deceits, including the deceit of the Wali Ahad deception put into play by Ma'mun al-Abbasi. Her Eminence began to unveil the mask from the face of the arrogant power of her era. She was the living, breathing defender of Imama and Wilaya. She was the clarifier between truth and falsehood. She was the leader of a great and revolutionary Jihad-e-Tabin. The people began to realize the truth, and the Wali Ahad deception was being washed away. The spies of the Abbasid Empire relayed information to the center that a caravan consisting of 12,000 people had set march from the city of Medina, and it was heading towards the city of Marv, the very heart of the Abbasid Empire. But most importantly, these spies relayed the message of Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam. The Wali Ahad deception was being exposed. This was all too dangerous. This was something that had to be dealt with. And so these two caravans, now consisting of well over 12,000 people, had come together in the city of Save. And it is in the city of Save that the Abbasid Empire's army attacked this caravan. And it was in the city of Save that many of the companions and the family members of Lady Fatima Ma'suma, Salamullah alayha, were killed mercilessly. And of course, it is reported that it was here in the city of Save that Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam was given a deadly poison. As Her Eminence began to fall ill, she requested that she be taken to the city of Qom. The city of Qom, of course, was a bastion of the Shia. And it was in the city of Qom, the bastion of the Shia, that Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'suma Salamullah Alayha attained martyrdom. A bastion of the Shia which holds strong to this very day and continues the great revolutionary Jihad-e-Tab'een of Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'suma Salamullah Alayha to make clear and to make known for one and for all the difference between the truth and falsehood. Up until the anxiously awaited return and reappearance of the one who will take this great revolutionary Jihad-e-Tab'een to its ultimate perfection, the Imam of the time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. As-salamu alayki ya bint Rasulillah. As-salamu alayki ya bint Fatimah wa Khadija. As-salamu alayki ya bint Amir al-Mu'mineen. As-salamu alayki ya bint al-Hasan wal-Husayn. As-salamu alayki ya bint Waliyillah. As-salamu alayki ya ukhta Waliyillah. As-salamu alayki ya ammat Waliyillah. As-salamu alayki ya bint Musa ibn Ja'far wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.